I'm just going to call it 8:15 because I can't be bothered getting too fussy about it. It is time to talk movies. I have got Michael Jones with me. A very good morning.
Morning, Nick. So this Newtown Neighbourhood Centre, does this have something to do with homelessness or helping out?
Indeed.
Well, yes. Well, I'm going to be talking about a film right now that has a little bit to do with someone who's homeless. This film's called Hampstead.
Hampstead.
Yes.
Okay.
It stars Diane Keaton and Brendan Gleeson. Diane Keaton does not play the homeless person in this film. It's directed by a guy called Joel Hopkins. You might remember the last film we directed, Last Chance Harvey? No, maybe not. Look, Diane Keaton, she plays Emily Walters. She's a recently widowed woman living in London's upmarket Hampstead area who forms an unlikely friendship and ultimately more than friendship with a squatter who is living on Hampstead Heath. Donald Horner, played by Brendan Gleeson. Of course, some of Emily's friends are local snobs and developers who want Donald out. But Donald's been living on that heath for many, many years, so Emily encourages him to take the fight to court.
Wow.
This film is actually very loosely based on a true story which happened in the Hampstead area in the early 2000s. But of course, it's been turned into a romantic comedy. Starring, you know, Diane Keaton and Brendan Gleeson. It's very much a light, feel-good film for, how can I put this, mature adults.
Okay.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Grandma, if you know what I mean. Look, the performance of Brendan Gleeson and Diane Keaton, they're very much the highlight of this fairly average and predictable romantic comedy. Light, frothy, safe, and unremarkable. And anything this film does have to say about homelessness is kind of lost in the suds. That's what I'd say about this film. It's probably soon to be screening on an aircraft near you.
Duly noted.
Yeah, fairly inoffensive viewing. I'll move on to another film, slightly less offensive, possibly more offensive, Logan Lucky.
Ah.
A film that's been getting some positive word of mouth in recent times. This one's got Channing Tatum in it, Adam Driver, Riley Keough, Daniel Craig, Seth MacFarlane, and it's directed by Steven Soderbergh. It's about a guy called Jimmy Logan, played by Channing Tatum. He's just been let go from his construction job at a large West Virginia speedway because he failed to declare a pre-existing condition. This is frustrating to Jimmy because his ex-wife, Bobby Jo, played by Katie Holmes, is about to move interstate with their daughter who likes to do pageants. Jimmy needs money, so of course Jimmy comes up with a plan, and this plan being to rob a speedway, the one that he's been working at, with his one-armed bartender brother, Clyde, played by Adam Driver, his hairdresser sister, Melly, played by Riley Keough. They just have one problem. Their safecracker, Joe Bang, played by Daniel Craig, is currently banged up. At first glance, especially if you have seen the somewhat misleading trailer for this film, Logan Lucky appears to be dumb and dumber, try to commit a rather large robbery. But don't be fooled, Logan Lucky is actually a pretty clever heist film. And given that Steven Soderbergh is involved in this picture, he's directing it and everything, I would expect nothing less than a clever heist film.
Yes.
Look, Clyde and Jimmy aren't nearly as stupid as they appear to be. Jimmy comes up with a superficially simple plan that will actually leave audience members and, of course, other characters scratching their heads by the end of the film, wondering, how did he pull that off? Or does he pull it off? You might even have to visit some online forums to work out just what actually happened at the end. So that's all I'll say about that. Whilst there are plenty of funny moments in this film, I wouldn't describe Logan Lucky as a comedy. Funny moments are mainly used to disguise the intelligence and, I guess, the humanity of many of the characters involved. Logan Lucky definitely plays against the sort of stupid southern white trash stereotype. It's almost a celebration of it, and it's some points, this film almost felt like it was a Hollywood elite's attempt to pander it towards the sort of people that might have voted for Donald Trump.
Interesting.
Yes, it was kind of interesting like that. I did have a few issues with this film. Seth MacFarlane's casting as an obnoxious British racing team owner was a bit of a misstep. His accent isn't very good, and his wig and moustache just looked ridiculous. And his talent was kind of wasted. Also, Soderbergh or whoever or someone must have felt that Hilary Swank needed some work because she gets tacked on at the end of the film in a role, and her character's character arc just seems to not go anywhere.
Okay.
It's kind of odd. Well, one highlight for me was a prison riot negotiation scene. Very, very funny stuff. With lots of Game of Thrones references. Look out for that. Look, overall, Logan Lucky, it's a pretty entertaining ride, offering some high-octane entertainment, and Soderbergh continues his role.
That is makes me very happy. I'm a huge Soderbergh fan. I was a bit worried about this. You're right, the trailers are clearly not doing it justice. Very keen to see it.
Well, yes, the trailer's just like the film. Quite misleading.
Mr. Michael Jones, thank you very much.
Pleasure.